before that, when I asked how many of you know that Wikipedia also exists in your language? So I see a lot of hands, and that's a good sign. I didn't know until 2011, and then back then someone introduced me to my native language, Wikipedia, Odia Wikipedia. And back then the Wikipedia was completely inactive, and me and a couple of friends, we started contributing to that. And today, the site has about 3 to 4 lakhs page views every month, and it's the largest visited site in Odia language. And back then we didn't know. And this is probably the same case for all of your languages, and your language Wikipedias are probably the largest visited sites on the internet in your language. The kind of challenges that we faced, I have identified 7-8 challenges. There might be more challenges. First is the community that that consumes knowledge on the internet in their own language. Many people do not know that they can search on the internet in their language and find information. A lot of information also doesn't exist. The second is the community that contributes to Wikipedia. Wikipedia, as you all know, is written by people like you and me, all volunteers. And a lot many people don't know that Wikipedia articles can be changed, can be modified, can be enhanced, and that's why a lot of wrong information also exists on Wikipedia. So that contributor community is really, really small. When languages are spoken by lakhs and crores of people, Wikipedia articles are written by just a handful of people, 5, 10, 20 people. So that's a bigger challenge. The other challenge is the input methods that are used by people. Many people don't know how to type in their language, which is the biggest hindrance to contribute anything online. And the challenge is bigger even in the case of mobile phones, because a lot of people are there online only because they have smartphones and they have internet connectivity. The problem with the governments, a lot of government, I was just talking to a friend this morning and we were discussing about our state, and the state government has only one site that has content in Unicode ODIA. Well, the Kerala government's official tourism portal has all Indian languages, where my state government's tourism portal doesn't have our language. Narendra Modi's website has translations of his messages in all Indian languages, but my state's chief minister's website doesn't have anything in our language. So this is another bigger problem. The state governments are not understanding what the need for their language content on the internet could be. Then there is also mismatch of traditional media and existing media. A lot of traditional media, mainstream media or the conventional media, they have been using non-Unicode fonts for years, and it's been almost 15, 20 years Unicode has entered in India for Indian languages. Malayalam Manorama, for instance, one of the largest and oldest Malayalam newspaper, hasn't changed their website into Unicode, and this is the case for many other Indian languages. They produce a lot of content, and that content could be consumed by a lot of people, but they do not change their content into the native languages in Unicode. That's universally same and could be accessed by millions of people. Then there's also problem with open access, and by open access I mean something that's available with a free license. A lot of content are available with copyright. Our government has this stringent policy that all the government websites are copyrighted. You cannot really copy and paste and use the government website content anywhere. And that kind of prevents a lot of peer-reviewed journals are available, and that's kind of paywall because of the copyright. And Wikipedia articles are available in free licenses, CC by SA, so anyone can not just use it, but also modify and sell it, make commercial copies of it. Open access to information in native languages is very, very important, and especially in Indian languages where you don't have much content on the internet, we need a lot of open access for the Indian languages. So this is a bigger challenge that I see. Then people with disability. A lot of people cannot just read because they have disability, and for them there is a need for a text-to-speech engine. A lot of people cannot read and write, so they need something that should be speech-to-text. We don't have so many good quality text-to-speech and speech-to-text engines for Indian languages. The one that works really good is copyrighted and costs a lot, so a lot of people kind of use the pirated copies, but that still doesn't sound like Indian language. It sounds like a machine speaking in our language. So, and I think there's the bigger challenge.